Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure. Did you miss me over the weekend or what? Yeah, some of you could care less. I realize that. Always a pleasure to have you. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution, right? I mean, again, I know I say it all the time, but I say it to try to drive the point. I want to be like Sesame Street, right? Say it again, say it over again, then say it again. It's a great marketing ploy, but no, really, sincerely. I've seen so many little wins, and I don't say little wins like I'm discarding the win, if you would. But the mere fact that you're seeing some movement in these school boards, you're seeing some movement up and down the state of California. I mean, that's a win and a half right there to even see any kind of movement. Up and down the state of California. You're seeing the ability for the average person, if you would. I hate that term, but whatever. To have a say in what's going on with their kids. To have a say in what's going on with their government. I know sometimes it doesn't feel that way, but it starts local. It starts small. And I keep telling you guys, if you don't take back your local politics, policies, then hang it up. Remove the Russia. It'll be about the same way. You cannot give up your rights in any way, shape, manner, or form. And if you won't fight for your kids, because some of you, you know, I've spoken to recently about issues, you don't want to fight. You feel like it's useless. Well, you're wrong. You can make changes. You're seeing these lunatics in Sacramento and in other legislators, right? You're seeing them constantly, you know, to come up with to find ways to make it harder and harder and harder for you to have a say in your kids' education and your things going on in your city. Again, you're seeing it over and over and over again, right? And get involved, engaged, watch the changes. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, talking about people getting involved. Really, Harvard president announced they're going to combat anti-Semitism on campus. We will not take it. We will not take it any longer. What happened? You think he had an epiphany over the weekend? You think he was just sitting there on the couch one day going, you know, maybe this is not so cool. Right? No. What happened? They lost a lot of money. They were losing more and more and more money. Now, President Claudine Gay on Friday announced the creation of an advisory council to combat anti-Semitism on campus after weeks of intense criticism over the university's response to the Israel-Hamas war. He finally stepped up. Gay delivered remarks at the Harvard halal Shabbat dinner. He said that we're witnessing a surge in anti-Jewish incidents and rhetoric across the nation. Now, Joe Messina, not the article, I don't understand. Look, I grew up a Catholic kid, became a born-again Christian, hang out with all kinds of people. I used to joke my dirty little secret was that little Catholic boy was at an all-boys Jewish camp a couple summers in a row. I don't get it. I mean, if we're all equal, they all talk about equality, especially the left, the far left, right? Equality, we want to make sure everybody has the same rights. The same. Why not the Jews? I mean, I got to know why not the Christians. We've already let us know that, but why not the Jews? What's the problem? Seriously. That's because you had all these people at the colleges, right? Higher education, you should just call it higher indoctrination. A higher form, a better level, a better sophistication of brainwashing. Yeah, I get that. You know, I'm done with this stuff. I've always felt, you know, I didn't go to college. I always joke with you guys, don't just listen to me, go do your own homework too. But I didn't go to college. I'm sitting here, yeah, I can barely read. I'd like to joke and say, I'm a product of public school, cut me some slack. But you guys, you see what's happening out there. You see what it's done, and I've said it for years. These schools need to get back to reading, writing, and arithmetic, and flush the other stuff. Anyway, he went on to say, as president, I am committed to tackling this pernicious hatred with the urgency of its demands. Why didn't he say that from day one? Oh, because it's all about the money. You know what's really funny is the FBI has a standing, you know, you guys thought this was kind of a joke. But the FBI has a standing mantra when it's investigating crime. It's really simple. Anybody know what it is? Anybody in the chat room? Right? Follow the money. Follow the money. You'll know where the crime was perpetrated. Or who did it. Now, anti-Semitism is very long and shameful history at Harvard, he said. She said, I'm sorry. For years, the university has done, and that wasn't being funny, I did, that was a mistake. For years, the university has done too little to confront the continuing presence. We're not going to have it any longer. We are done with it. So, this is your host, don't go far. You're going to appreciate who's up the first hour. We're going to talk about the deep state. I don't talk about that much. But we are going to talk about combating the deep state. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And then I say that because what do I always say to you guys? You got to get informed, right, before you engage. Because if you don't, you sound like them. You sound like those people we keep railing against being of little information. And we don't want to be that. I want you to have the information you need to be able to move forward, right, and have, I don't want to say an argument, have a spirited conversation. Have an informed conversation. Make sure when you walk away from that conversation or the person you're speaking with or whatever, that they understand what you were trying to say. That they have something that's rolling around in their head, you know, and they can't get away from it. So I've asked retired Colonel John Mills to join me. His book, War Against the Deep State, really lays out the threats to freedom that really all Americans face today. Colonel, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Hey, Joe. Thank you. An honor to be on your show.
Well, let's do this. First, let's start with a with an 80,000-foot overview of what the book is about, and then we'll drill down into it. How's that?
Okay. You got it. You got it. Well, so War Against the Deep State, it's about the creation of the mass surveillance environment. And that was really in a program that was run from 2007 to 2014. I was the senior Department of Defense representative to this interagency program. And it was really the whole idea was to create a massive, persistent, pervasive surveillance system to protect Americans from the foreign extremist threat. As it became developed and implemented, its capabilities were breathtaking, and it became intoxicating, and unfortunately, it really was pivoted around and pointed toward the American people, and weaponized against the American people. So that's really the glue that is used in the BRICS, to put the BRICS of the three unlawful elements that have developed of the federal government. And that's the fourth, fifth, and sixth branches of government. The fourth being the administrative state, a little bit of a legal basis in the 1946 Administrative Procedures Act. The fifth is the coming together of federal law enforcement, federal intelligence, and big tech. And that's being schwacked down by the Missouri and Louisiana case. And then the sixth branch is really the nonprofits, the growth of the nonprofits. They just become gargantuan. These are the IRS 501c3s. I'm all for C3s, but it always needs to be transparency and accountability. And the poster child for out of control C3s is the UPenn Biden Center, led by Tony Blinken, ran the greatest election interference operation in history. So that's really what the book is about, the creation of the mass surveillance state, and which has really become the glue that puts the bricks of the unlawful fourth, fifth, and sixth branches of government together.
Yeah, and how long is it taking? Because I tell people, this stuff doesn't happen overnight, right? I mean, it's not something that all of a sudden they woke up on a Tuesday afternoon and decided they were going to go down this road. This has been forming, being put together, and come to light for years, has it not?
Yeah. It's not everything, you know, any technical capability, any policy has a genesis in the beginning. It didn't come out of thin air. And it wasn't like government bureaucrats said, that's it, we're going to start spying on American citizens. No, it really developed over time. And this is where you had the craziness of Jen Easterly, a former colleague when she was working at NSA. Jen Easterly directs Department of Homeland Security's CISA organization, essentially the domestic NSA, who has the timidity, the gall to argue that, yes, the government does need to regulate who says what about anything. But over time, I think you have to look back. I think in 2018, October, the executive order that Trump signed under the advisement of the FBI DOJ, I think it was a trick. And that's when it became weaponized to essentially it was called the Foreign Influence. That's not the exact title, but essentially it was an executive order about fighting foreign influence in American elections. And this is where the Foreign Influence Task Force was created. This is Elvis Chan, Laura Demlow, taking suitcases full of names. And so they're going to say, well, I'm doing this because now I'm actually named in some of the spying and in some of the Twitter dumps. You might yourself, Joe, but this is where they go, hold it. I'm doing this FBI agent Ellis Chan, you know, and he's given testimony in the Missouri and Louisiana case and says, now he hasn't quite tied it, but I believe that's the genesis and that's one of the things we're pursuing. What is the foundation of this Elvis Chan and others taking lists of names? So, but before them, it also was the 2013 update to the Smith-Moot Act. The Smith-Moot was an obscure law from the Cold War days. That was about creating information. Some people just automatically call it propaganda. And I don't think that's just calling everything propaganda is the correct term. But this is where U.S. government created information that was intended for foreign audiences cannot be turned around and pivoted and used on the American people. Until the 2013 Smith-Moot update, which had strong bipartisan support. And I think that's a further checkpoint on the continuum of this crazy, out-of-control government. It's the Smith-Moot essentially said, yes, you can take government information and release it to the American people. Now tie that into the 2018 executive order on election interference, and it makes it essentially illegal to question. So if you're questioning government-created information, whether it be about election results, whether it be about the origins of the COVID, obviously you must be under foreign influence. Therefore, ergo, the FBI can come after you. So these things just didn't come out of thin air. It's just twisted logic over time that we have to protect what the U.S. government is saying. And if somebody questions it, they obviously are operating as foreign agents, ergo the FBI can go after them. I mean, this is a sick and twisted logic, but there's a number of checkpoints along this continuum.
We gotta go for a quick commercial break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mazzini Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that a ceasefire with Hamas would be considered a surrender for Israel.
It is time for all of us to decide if we are willing to fight for a future of hope and promise.
or surrender to tyranny and terror.
He emphasized his commitment to bringing hostages back and highlighted that Israeli forces are making efforts to avoid civilian casualties, while Hamas is deliberately putting civilians in danger. Some fiscal conservatives are uneasy about a Texas plan to allocate $1.5 billion for a border wall.
I'm not sure that the best use of money is for a wall.
Republican State Senator Charles Perry believes the root problem lies in the federal government's neglect. He advocates for the state to prioritize apprehending and detaining asylum seekers as a more effective approach to grab the White House attention swiftly. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Like I said, there's a lot happening, a lot going on out there. You got to keep up on this stuff. And I appreciate it. I've got retired Colonel John Mills with me. And he's written a book called War Against the Deep State. Now, Colonel, I won't say I made fun of it, but I kind of poo-pooed the deep state at first when I was on here, because what I always say to people is when you play something up so much and appears, mark my words, it appears that nothing is happening and it sounds a little off, it tends to turn people off to what's going on. 14 years ago when I first started the show, I had guests come on here, experts, you know, that would say that the military was coming up the street and would take your guns away from you. And it didn't happen. The economic crash was going to happen. We were all going to be sleeping in the streets and doing whatever. And it didn't happen. I said, the problem is when you play this stuff up so much and nothing happens, it weakens your stance. It weakens the response from people later on. And now we see that they have way too much unchecked power. I don't know. How do you slow them down? How do you stop them?
Well, there are successes, and you know, the deep state at the national and the globalist at the international level, and the China at the top of this pyramid, it all, for most Americans, you need to spend most of your energy right where you live. Because the deep state at the national level lives upon the shoulders of dirty counties and county equivalents. We have roughly 3,300 county equivalents in America. So spend your time dominating the seven centers of gravity in your county equivalent. And that's your school board, election board, registrar, county council or city council, sheriffs, judges, and prosecutors. That's where it all begins. And right now, the 24 election is all about Maricopa and Arizona, Fulton, and Philadelphia. But we are having success, and part of the checks and balances to the deep state is the Missouri and Louisiana case. I cannot overemphasize the success. It just did the Fifth Circuit just you here you have a federal government entity arguing that it is their job to regulate public discourse and public comments and essentially choose winners and losers. Although I cannot find that in any U.S. code or any part of the Constitution, but you have government bureaucrats, you know, passionately arguing this. And so the Fifth Circuit said, hey, look, DHS, CISA, FBI, DOJ, if you would like to talk to big tech because of compelling national security reasons, share best practices, share the, you know, threat methodologies, things like that, that's okay. However, sharing names of Americans to be targeted, silenced, and censored is absolutely wrong. There is absolutely no legal basis for it. And what did Merrick Garland and DHS do? They said, oh yeah, you're right, Fifth Circuit. We're going to stop everything. We're going to do a complete investigation and hold everybody accountable.
Yeah, right.
No, that's not what they did. Instead, we're going to bring this to the Supreme Court. I mean, this shows people have gone back guano crazy. And, you know, I was a career civilian, but I was also uniform military. And I just going, this people have lost their minds. And this is, if I had to write an action package to support this, which is your bread and butter as a senior bureaucrat, having to write packages, action packages, decision packages for the Secretary of Defense many, 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 many times, for the interagency at the White House many, many times. I would have said, I do not agree with this. I mean, it's just like in my first book, The Nation Will Follow, a couple of days after the election happened in November of 2016, I was called on the top secret phone. And John, you've got to be part of the interagency group that's forming to finalize the Trump is a Russian asset story and delay or block Trump's first inauguration. And I just go, you got to be kidding me, these people. But I've gone back guano crazy. But I'm a sworn careerist. I will go where the facts lead, and I'll, you know, because I've been asked to participate, I'll participate. But the problem was, we went through this process in November, December of 2016, and in the top secret report, there was zero, zilcho, not information on Trump being a Russian asset. Yeah, however, so my package for the Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, who's now dead, said, Secretary, I recommend you not concur. There is actually no information in this package that leads to the results that Trump is a Russian asset. And I was told to stand down, John, don't worry about it, stand down. Ash is already signed because Comey and Brennan are personally hands on keyboard preparing this short intel community assessment. And I said, this is just an absolute lie. I mean, a director of CIA and director of FBI do not personally type out action memos. That's what they have a staff for. So this is, I said, what in the bloody world is Comey and Brennan personally? Because the executive summary said Trump is a Russian asset. And then in the body, zippo, nothing. And it's like, okay, this is called a incongruency between the executive summary and the body of the document. There's nothing in the document that supports the assertion.
If I can interrupt you for a second, I mean, one of the things that really bothered me way back when during the presidential run with Hillary was the FBI agents that went to Hillary's house on a Saturday morning, and we spent 3 hours there, a couple of agents. My understanding is they had to sign a non-disclosure. They had to, couldn't take notes and put their phones, their smartphones, in a basket or whatever. I don't know how much of that is exactly true. But what I thought was interesting was, I think it was the following Tuesday or very shortly thereafter, Comey came out with his report. And I said, there is no way that they went through all that data, all that information, did follow-up to the interview, and he's come out with this report. This was written the week before the Saturday these guys went out and interviewed Hillary. There's no way you're going to get me to believe any differently. How far off?
Well, No, you're right on. And what it is, I call it the tyranny of the narrative. This is what happens inside the swamp with all the bureaucrats, is there's a narrative that is a, you're going to a bazillion meetings every day. I mean, you can't even sit down. Your head is spinning. You got a meeting on this, a meeting at that, and your intellectual capacity to actually think is about zero. You go to these meetings and the topic comes up and everybody says, remember that's the topic and that's what it is and this is the answer. So everybody just, you might as well just replace the bureaucrats with AI because everybody is just parroting and regurgitating essentially, I call it the tyranny of the narrative, the established narrative. And so what happens in your case, what you mentioned about Hillary is, did they do fresh, open-minded, independent, original analysis? No. They went there. They were told to go there. This is one of a million things they were doing. And they gave probably a verbal recitation to the chief of staff. And the chief of staff at Comey slammed this together. I mean, it was a narrative. I mean, it was an established narrative. It wasn't fact-based. It wasn't based on actually. It was just blah, 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 blah. And that's the explanation for this topic, next topic. No. This is like reviewing the Kennedy assassination. The Warren Commission puts out a report, and then any evidence found after the Warren Commission is put out is dismissed because the narrative has been established. It's the Warren Commission. That's the answer. Well, that's not how life works, and that's not how reality works. As time goes on, you find out new information. Old information is looked at again in light of new information, and maybe that old information needs to be reassessed, or now you have more. But this is how life and investigations are supposed to work, but instead we get this tyranny and an error. Because if you question the Warren Commission, oh, my God. Are you going to open up the Warren Commission and come up with a different conclusion? Do you know how much work that'll make for us? I mean, same thing with Hillary. You know,
for a quick commercial break. When we come back, we can pick up there. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. What do you know about the deep state? Don't go far.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Vecini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. And what do I say? Come on, repeat after me. You got to understand first. You got to get informed. Use the information you get, then go out there and, you know, beat the pavement. Have conversations with people. That's the best way to do this. I've got retired Colonel John Mills with me in his new book, War Against the Deep State. You know, he lets you know what's going on in the deep state with corruption and it's a global, you see it now. It's a global problem. You see it everywhere. Again, Colonel, thanks for joining me. Appreciate your time with me. I've got a couple of questions I want to hit you with. But one of the first ones, I've noticed in the last couple of weeks that you've got more and more prime ministers and presidents of these countries coming forward and pushing against their deep state, pushing against the globalists that infiltrated their countries. Do you perceive that this will make a difference?
Well, yes, because it's not just America that is experiencing this. And there is a hierarchy. I mean, it's globalism. I mean, when I was in college in the early 80s, I mean, it was all globalism was the future, and nobody questioned it. And it was like, hey, you know, we don't want Americans to actually work and get their hands dirty. We're going to just push those jobs to poor, pathetic people who are paid less in other countries, and we're going to do higher value things like become travel agent and work in libraries. Well, I mean, how does that work out? I mean, it is a global thing, and these globalists, Klaus Schwab, you know, when he says we must have a reset, we must have a reset. I mean, these people really think they know what's best for society, and citizens just need to shut up, sit down, get vaccinated, and do what they're told. And no. So this is a global problem. But the hierarchy now, this really started, Xi Jinping came on board in 2012. And really, from that point onward, the top of the pyramid was China. And a lot of people say, oh, China works for Klaus Schwab. Absolutely not. That is total ignorance on what's going on. It's Trevor Loudon, who's an expert on the Communist Party, a good friend and colleague. I mean, the simple test is, would globalists exist if China didn't exist? Absolutely not. They would disappear. Why? It was all about China. Would China exist if globalists didn't exist? Oh, absolutely it would. With the Chinese Communist Party, yeah, absolutely would. So they are at the tip of the spear. Xi is now the arsonist in chief, creating world mayhem, whether it's essentially stoking the flames of conflict in Ukraine, where his junior diminutive partner, Putin, says, I got this, I'm going to deliver, boss, I'm going to deliver Ukraine in 72 hours, and here we are 2 years later. Now Xi is, they're running out of food in China. They're stressed on energy. They haven't gotten the pipeline built from Iran yet. They still have to run oil through the mile and a half wide Straits of Malacca by Singapore. He's causing these fires. I mean, Hamas works for Iran. Iran works for China. This is how this works. Okay, so the conflict there is not by accident. The conflict in Ukraine is not by accident. He's essentially setting fires to distract us, to wear us down. The last thing he wants, because people say, we're at war right now with China. When we're losing 10,000 a month from fentanyl, which is 100% from China, made in northern Mexico now under the supervision of Chinese paramilitaries. The cartels work for the paramilitaries. The paramilitaries are Chinese. I said, if 10,000 dead a month is not compelling that we're at war, I frankly don't know what to say. But people say, well, there's no bombs or missiles landing on U.S. territory. We must not be at war as a people.
Oh, my God.
I mean, understand what's going on. War has many forms. If the body count in the streets is not evidence of Chinese war against America, I don't know what to say. People, I know out in the L.A. basin there, you got Ted Lieu and all the crazies and Adam Schiff and, your cast of communists, so they're just obsessed with, the Chinese Communist Party.
You know, in the days of our founding fathers, half of those guys would be, hanging, around the Capitol building. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Ted Lieu came from Taiwan, but he's chosen his path, and he chose Chinese Communist Party over Taiwan. Kai Fu Lee came from Taiwan, and he's the Chinese master of artificial intelligence. He did not choose wisely. I don't think Ted Lieu chose wisely. So this is what we're dealing with. We're at war right now. People say, well, I don't see any bombs on American territory from China. They're not hurting us. Really? What, 10,000 dead
really?
A month? I don't know what to say. Yeah. You know,
what is it? Colonel, what do we have now? 85% of our pharmaceuticals come from China? I mean, I'm sorry.
Of our generics. That's one thing good about the COVID period was we realized our absolute dependence on China. And I thought it was 100% of our generics came from China. I think things are starting to change. But, you know, we learned the lie of globalism. If you don't have borders, you're not a country. If you don't make things, you're not a country. And it's if you don't make things that make things, tools, tooling machines, that's important. If you don't have a merchant fleet that can carry cargo across the ocean, you're not a country. We have 60 ships. There's 8,000 merchant vessels in the world, and we have 60 because of the Jones Act. That's ridiculous. We need to have a merchant fleet. If you can't produce energy and food for your citizens, you're not a country. So this is the lie of globalism, where somebody else is going to do all these things. And that works out until they don't do it for you, or they decide they're going to use it against you. And that's what we've learned with the whole fraud of the vaccine and the COVID scam. I mean, COVID was real, but it was leveraged, again, weaponized. But we learned, holy smokes, 100% of our generics. So that's Department of Defense war plans for conflict with China. You have a medical annex in those complex war plans, which I've written and had to study and review many. That all of the medical, all of the medicines that Department of Defense puts in their medical annexes of their war plans, they started realizing, oh my, you mean all of the medicine that we need to support our military comes, and when fighting a war with China, comes from China? This doesn't make any sense. I mean, basic questions like that, you know?
Well, how about just the stupidity behind, we're borrowing money, I know this has been said over and over and over again, but we're borrowing money from China, we're paying the interest on that money to turn around, give it to the Ukraine, so they can fight a war with Russia, who's now in bed with China, and it behooves China to keep making trouble, so we'll keep borrowing money to help prop up Ukraine. And we're not seeing it. Or maybe we are seeing it. It's lining too many pockets. I don't know.
Well, I mean, people are so smart, they're stupid. And it's like, hold on a second here. Listen, this globalism stuff is fraud. And, you know, you've got to make things. You got to have borders. You got to make things. You got to make your own food. You got to be able to ship your own product. Mm-hmm. This silliness of somebody else doing it is a recipe for suicide. And so, these things are, but we need to build ships in America. How do we do that? We have, you know, you ask 100 college graduates or 100 college students, what do you want to do? And the little jabbering mush heads where they go, I want to write environmental impact statements. I want a clean environment too. That's one of you. Okay. What about the other 90? I don't want turtles to get straws up their noses. Well, I don't want turtles to get straws up their noses either. And I wish they'd stop putting those straws up their own noses. They don't have opposable thumbs. I don't know.
Somebody said it to me, and the truth was, they only actually have, I think it's 3 pictures of turtles with straws in their nose, right? Yeah. It's just amazing. Anyway.
Well, you know, they're like little kids. Why are they putting straws up their nose? They don't even have opposable thumbs. I don't get it. But that's another person. So what did the other 98 do?
Well, make it quick. You got 30 seconds. Make your comment fast.
Well, it's just we got to turn these little mush heads from the propaganda they receive in the public K-12 system and then the college system. We've got to make them productive individuals. And, you know, we're a very diverse neighborhood in Prince William County, Virginia. Lots of West Africans, lots of Latinos here legally. And they said, church, they'll say, John, what is going on with America? I can't go America.
I got to cut you short.
I wanted something better.
We're going to have a hard break. You can get it at Amazon.com, I would imagine.
Yeah, WarAgainstTheDeepState.com. Yep.
Pick up WarAgainstTheDeepState.com. There you go, people. Pick it up there. I'm sure it's a great read. I haven't got a copy yet, but I'm sure I'll get one soon. Colonel, thanks for the great work. Don't go far. When we come back, Dr. Bridget Melson joins us to teach you and crack your head, get into your brain. Be right back.